For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Three Americans who've been prisoners of the North Koreans are heading home after being released by the Kim Jong-un regime. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the release of the detained Americans should not be linked to the nuclear negotiations.
We are happy they have returned, but North Korea shouldn't gain by taking Americans and then releasing them.
While Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says North Korea's release of the three Americans is a sign of progress.
I'm hopeful that by approaching our ongoing negotiations with clear eyes, we can build on this progress and pursue a verifiable agreement to dismantle North Korea's nuclear arms.
Administration officials have been instructed to move forward with plans to hold the summit between the president and Kim Jong-un in Singapore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Gina Haspel, President Trump's nominee to head the CIA, says she doesn't think torture works, facing tough questions in the Senate Intelligence Committee in her confirmation hearing. She also said she wouldn't carry out any presidential order that she felt was immoral.
My moral compass is strong. I would not allow CIA to undertake activity that I thought was immoral, even if it was technically legal. I would absolutely not permitted.
If confirmed, Haspel will be the agency's first female chief. California has become the first state to require some form of solar power on all new homes. The mandate, which takes effect in 2020, is expected to add almost $10,000 to the cost of a house, but will also cut monthly energy costs. Several cities in the state have already adopted ordinances mandating some new buildings include solar power. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Many are asking what impact the president's decision to withdraw from the Iranian nuclear deal will have on talks with North Korea. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Some commentators and pundits have suggested that pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal sends the wrong message to North Korea, suggesting the U.S. can't be trusted to follow through with such agreements. But the president's national security advisor, John Bolton, sees it quite the opposite way.
I think it sends a very important message to North Korea that we're not in these negotiations with them just to get a deal. We're going to get the right deal.
Bolton spoke on Fox and Friends. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Retired U.S. Army General William Jerry Boykin, who served as an original member of the elite Delta Force, has a reminder that despite the release of three Americans from North Korea, the regime in Pyongyang still has hundreds of thousands of political prisoners incarcerated. With more, here's John Clemens.
At least 250,000 languish in North Korean labor camps.
There was a very good book that came out two or three years ago called Escape from Camp 13, which documents a guy that was born inside one of those camps, had no idea what was outside the wire until he escaped. He didn't even know what money was.
Those who defy Kim's demands of occultic reverence for himself and for his ancestors often disappear. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.